Chapter 10, Moving Towards Adulthood.
Transition means
getting ready to leave school.
Thinking about what you want to do when you leave school. For example, go to college, get a job.
Planning how to make this happen.
It is a time when many important decisions about the future are made. To help make these decisions, young people with learning difficulties need to
talk to family, friends and staff about things they enjoy doing and would like to try.
Talk to family and friends about college and work to get to know what it is like to be a student or an employee.
Visit workplaces and colleges to see what is on offer and what sort of place would suit them best.
Young people need to learn about being an adult and being a good citizen so that they can take part in the life of their community.
The importance of information.
Families need to be able to find information when they need it. The information must be correct and easy to understand. The information should be about things like
a statement of rights,
a description of services available,
details of benefits and financial help, where to go to talk to other people about transition,
how to make comments, suggestions or complaints.
Listen to people with learning difficulties.
Sometimes young people with learning difficulties are not listened to properly. It's as if adults think they are still small children who don't have opinions of their own. But when a young person is growing up, it is very important they are listened to by their parents, friends and staff. If they are treated with dignity and respect, they feel good about themselves and can look forward to the future with confidence. Sometimes there can be problems when helping someone plan for their adult life.
The young person with learning difficulties wants one thing.
The parents want something else.
Parents have strong ideas about what their son or daughter needs.
Staff have equally strong but perhaps different ideas about what the young person needs.
The young person is pulled in different directions. When planning for the future, young men and women with learning difficulties, their parents and families and staff must talk together about what they want and listen to each other.
How can managers help?
Involve young people with learning difficulties in all decisions about their lives.
Appoint an advocate to help people who can't speak up for themselves.
Invite parents, relatives and carers to come to transition planning meetings.
Hold the meetings and times and in places that are convenient to families.